The information presented in this podcast is not intended for the treatment or prevention of disease or any medical condition, nor is a substitute for medical advice. The information contained herein in this podcast reflects only the opinion of the author and presenter and is in no way considered required practice.
Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn.
Hi, this is Eric Fiorello, and I want to welcome you to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast show that connects your brain to your brawn. Today is October 7th, 2015, and we are sponsored by Dr. Wong's Essentials, www.docsprefer.com. Dr. Wong is sponsoring me to go away next year, and he's on here monthly, and he's a fantastic guy. So go out to docsprefer.com. Secondly, Sorenex.com, 803-978-2253. Extension 111. I thank Bert and his father, Richard, for their generosity of sending me their diamond bar. It's an oversized trap bar that you can use as a power pack. You can do anything you want with it and press overhead. It's a phenomenal piece of equipment. I tell you, go out and check that out. Go out to Sorenex.com, and I thank both gentlemen for that. And Bert is on here monthly, and his dad's usually on every 3 months. Fantastic stuff. This is for New York residents, Hearts Collision. It's heartscollision.com. As everybody knows, I'm training Alex's and Lori's son here. He's done phenomenal. He's 14 at 6'1". He's going up 10 pounds of body weight, and he's going to go in strongman next year after basketball. He's about 155 right now. I mean, he's lean as can be, but so much stronger and bigger. I will have him up to at least 170 to 190 this winter. He is going to be a beast, and I can't wait. So 477-7937, that's 518 area code. Tell them that we sent you for Motivation and Muscle. Next, we have our good friend Donnie Gianfardino, who I spoke this morning to. He's down in Florida living now, but he's an ex-New Yorker. And he's got these Indian clubs where the ends screw off them, and you can put anywhere from a 2 pound to a 25 pound weight on these things, and they're phenomenal. He cured his shoulder injury that he suffered through 10 years, and this is what I tell everybody: circumstances present themselves. You might not understand that thread right now, but if you're a creative and you really want to find out how to do it, well, Donnie did. He's healthy. He's got these clubs out, and I'm going to get one within the next 2 weeks because he's going to give me the shoulder schedule to work on. I want to keep my shoulders nice and healthy. So go out to www.adexclub.com. That's adexclub.com. Tell Donnie we sent you. Donnie was on a show with me about a week and a half ago. We got to get it up right now. We are really behind because of a lot of other things that are going on. But we'll get to everybody, I promise. Don't forget FiorelloBarbellCo.com, top 10 ways to build mind and muscle. It's a free ebook. Just go out, leave your email address. You know, everything here is basic, man, and that's what I believe in more than ever now. It's 10 paragraphs. Commit to something and take action. I'm not going to say any more about it. It's something that you can definitely change your life with, so go out and check that out. The two seed launches we got coming up very shortly is Strength Times Power Equals Success and the Winner's Circle. And both of these are incredible products. This is the biggest stuff I've done to date. Strength Times Power Equals Success is all filmed in HD. I'm narrating it all. It shows Dennis, who I took with this program, down 43 pounds in 6 months. If you see the before and after picture, I've had people tell me they don't even believe it's him. What an incredible product here. You can do anything with it. Anything. I don't care if you're a fighter, a bender, a stone lifter. Every principle of this program will work for anybody. If you want to lose weight, it is king, I'm telling you. Very simple, too. Anybody can do it, and I'll work with anybody that needs help. The second one is the Winner's Circle, which is big. 12 modules, 27 to 34 minutes of all audio, me speaking. Talks about the beginnings of my times, power rack, stones. It talks about building big arms. It talks about the will, the philosophies I bring here to FBC and M&M. I'm alone on it. It is incredible, and it's a life changer. If you really want to get into something, this is your thing too. So Strength Times Power is like the bottom end of it or the middle end, and you jump into the winner's circle and you got the top banana right there. Both very, very good ways to get yourself back on track. That's on FiorellaBarbellCo.com. Don't forget sponsorship. Big, big, big here. We are international now. We're all over the place, and we're growing like crazy. With every $500, it's $500 a month. You know, you're getting anywhere 6 to 7 to 16 podcasts a week. You're mentioned beginning and end, and, you know, you could be talked about in the middle of the show or through the show because we don't know what the topic might be that way, and I'll push you that way too. Every $530 is donated to the Muscular Dystrophy Association for flu shots for these kids. They're so vulnerable this time of year, especially. That's what happened to my brother Jimmy, who both enterprises, FBC and M&M, is totally dedicated to. Jimmy died of pneumonia, too. My parents did everything they could, and we lost them. And they don't have a big lifespan to begin with. Usually, if they make it in their teenage years, they're very lucky. But I will tell you this, and I'm talking to over our million people right now because I know we're going to get there. I will tell you this, if you ever get a chance to go into a Muscular Dystrophy Association, meet these kids, how special they are. And I'll tell you, they've got more guts than any of us do on this show. We all think we're tough. We are. But they make us look like children. And I will tell you this, I've never seen one of them without a smile on their face. Think about that when you know your mortality rate could be right around the corner. And we're all vulnerable, but these kids are so much more vulnerable. So think about that. Come on board with us. 25 years, we're going to push your brand and our brand. We'll make it right to the top. I promise you that. I will work with anybody that wants to work with me, and you'll get more out of me than anybody, I promise. I'll go 150% for you. So think about that. Go out to FiorellaBarbellCo.com, MotivationMuscle.com. Well, today we got one of our guests that not only do I admire this gentleman, I have quite a bit of respect for him because I've talked to him offline on a number of occasions, and he and I seem to click pretty good. Like I click good, but Adam Glass is on with me today, and Adam and I seem to have kind of a philosophy that really, I won't say it totally goes against the grain, but we understand what we have to do, what needs to be presented, and how we can give solutions to things and try things. Adam, for any of you who don't know who he is, this guy is I call him a grip expert. He's a beast, man. I mean, this guy is unbelievable. Secondly, he's a trainer, and, you know, anybody that would sign on with him is going to get results, especially weight loss. He's very, very good with. And obviously, I'll call him a strong man because this guy is not only strong bodily, mentally, he's one of the toughest individuals I've ever spoken to on the show. Adam, welcome to the show, brother.
Man, thanks for having me on. Thanks, everybody who's listening today. It's a pleasure to be here with you guys.
Why don't you give everybody a short bio, and we're going to get into today's subject, which is called the 2% mindset, which, as you know, when he and I get going, it's usually pretty let me put it this way, it's lively, I'll say that. So give everybody a little shot about yourself. Brag about yourself a little bit.
Guys, I'm 32 years old. I live in Fort Worth, Texas. I love being in Texas. I've lived down here for about a year and a half now, and I think I'll be staying for a while. For my training, I would say that I do primarily calisthenics, a little bit of adult gymnastics, and now grip and steel bending and strongman. I love all those things. I bring them all in every day. You know, one of the first things I'll tell you is don't limit yourself. I've done a lot of different strength competitions in a short period of time. I've already got in over 50 contests and a couple different things, and I love to get out and play, man. I love to do things. I'm a veteran of OIF. I spent two tours in Iraq. I've been able to be involved in a couple of different industries over the years throughout the sides of fitness. I've done personal training. I've operated a couple of different gyms. I've done online training programs. I've created a couple DVDs. I've helped people produce some different things. And that's really what I love to do is I love to help people. That's my number one thing. And I'll tell you guys the reason that I love particularly this podcast to jump in here with Eric is because at the end of the day, that's the number one thing behind it is every single podcast is crafted. It doesn't matter who the guest is to somehow benefit you. And that's just such a great thing. And that's why I love the beer. So Eric, thanks for having me on today, man.
Anytime, Adam. You're always welcome here, and that's no bullshit. You know that. You deliver, and you really give a shit about what you do, and that's what I like about you more than a lot of people that are out in the real world. There's no bullshit with you. You come on here, you want to help people, and that's what we're all about here. Everybody that's associated with here, I mean, I've said this over and over again, how fortunate I am to have had these people come in my life, whether they came in by word of somebody else or I went out and got them. There's just certain people that really know how to do things, and I want to thank you, obviously, for all your support. And, you know, you've lent an ear to me at times when it was good to talk to somebody that is not out for their own ass. They understand, they listen to you, and they come back and tell you, okay, this might be what I do, or I think that you're on the right track. So I thank you for that, my friend. We're going to talk about the 2% mindset. So, Adam, let's fire right into that. And you know, give everybody what this is about. Let's give them a little outline of it, and we'll get right into attacking this thing very hard.
Man, I love this topic, and for me, personal growth has been my priority for this entire year. And one of the things that stands out just time and time again, when you look at so many experts of trainers, of people, equippers, of people, leaders of people, that there's a lot of things we can start to look at, and we could talk about 2% and 98%. And we could really talk about this in fitness, and the amazing thing is we could take everything that's said and it just slides into every area of life. So for everyone listening today, I want you to understand that this is a topic that this is present in everything that you've got your hands on. So don't think that you're somehow not in the equation. We all are in the equation. And the most important part about it is what we choose to do and where that puts us in the equation. So the 2% rule is basically the top 2% in what they do compared to what the 98% does. So we could say, you know, well, okay, if we're looking at the fittest people, what does the top 2% do? If we look at the people who make the most money in a given industry, what does the top 2% do? And we that just goes on and on. And my question for each one of you is, are you a 2%er? Are you making the kind of decisions? And today, Eric and I, we're going to peel through this, and we're going to get down to a little bit of a checklist, some questions you can ask yourself. And the thing is if you answer these questions truthfully, you're going to realize where you're at. And the first step of getting to where you want to go is knowing where you're at.
Oh, without a doubt. Now, you know, we see – let's just talk about fitness briefly, and obviously you know this stretches across the universe. I don't really care for a lot of stuff going on in the fitness industry at all, especially a lot of that phony shit when we go out and look at the posers everywhere, and they're doing this and doing that. What this does, I think, especially to people that are not let's just say, you know, they're not at anyone's level that we're talking to on the show. And we know that's kind of a specialized group. And, you know, we've all gone out and decided what we're going to do, how we're going to do it, and where we want to be. But even then, you know, I'll admit there's times I'm struggling with stuff. You know, yeah, you go in, have a shit workout. Maybe your day's gone bad and you're scratching your head and you're saying, Jesus, man, do I want to go out every other day or every couple of days and just beat the snot out of my body, and I'm getting banged up or it's not working out and you got shit creeping in your head? Well, my answer is yes, yes, and yes, all right? And when you're talking about a 2% person, these group of people out here that no matter what happens, you always find a way to figure it out and get it done. And I said this to Adam before we got on this call was this. I am convinced now more than ever, and I hope this registers with everybody, and I'll have Adam comment on it right away when I'm done. 3 years ago, you know, I lost a very, very good job. I had a computer job. I was a programmer, and I worked on all the big IBM machines. They call them the mainframe, and big organizations have to run these because of the massive amount of data. Did I like the work? Yeah, I like anything where you got to create and build products to make them work, okay? What I didn't like was the bullshit around me all the time, the complaint, and I don't make enough. And these people are all making, you know, anywhere from 80 to 150 grand a year, full bennies, retirement, the whole thing. Nothing was ever good enough. This one was no good. You know, back and forth, back and forth. And I don't care about those things, and I won't catch my life up into it. Well, I guess they did me a favor for sure. After these projects were done for over 2 years, they let us all go. Because things have gotten very sophisticated with software. You don't need to have a lot of personnel. You can have a few good ones on site, et cetera, and the rest of you, they can save money. So they think, but it never works that way. So I had a choice then. What do I do? Do I go back, or do I be like a gypsy in a suitcase where I'm going to get hired all over the country, get my balls kicked in, have such pressure on me to get things done? I said, nope, nope, and nope to that. I said, I'm going to go after my dream. And what I did here was I took a situation that was not good in some ways because of obviously the money, you know, to go from something to nothing. But on the flip side of it, it was the idea that I was going to go out and make a mark in my life. I was going to not take no for an answer. I was going to get kicked and knocked on my ass. I didn't even figure it would be this many times. And I would have to decide, am I going to get up or not? Am I going to get up at 5:30 every day, begin my blog, or do stuff that's not on the computer that I couldn't get to the day before? Am I going to create standards for myself? Yes. Am I going to map the next 2 years of my life out on paper? Yes. But I have 10 years in my head that's mechanical, that's running all the time on me. Do I need to sleep at night? Yeah, but you know something? I've been getting up at 4:30 now every morning because I'm so goddamn excited about what's going to happen in this company. Now, before I go to Adam, I'll tell you what I said to Adam. I followed this gentleman, and I still do, Sam Crowley, a guy that was a Fortune 100, 100 grand plus, you know, big commutes, never saw his kids, you know, came home one night, his daughter asked if he was going to be there on the weekend. He formed this company. You know, bankruptcy, borrowing, the whole thing. And he said one time when I listened to him that, I can do anything, man. I made a Teflon now. And I'm like, Teflon? What the hell is he talking about? So he went in and, you know, reiterated some more things. And I said, son of a bitch, man. This guy knows what the hell he's doing. So he went from flat broke within 5 years to becoming a multimillionaire. So I'm sitting here 2 weeks ago. And we filmed all the film for Strength Times Power Equals Success in the Winner's Circle. And the backdrops of these are incredible. For the first two videos, we have stairs that look like just like from the Rocky movie 1 and 2 where he ran up it. And if you remember, the first time he ran up, he got a side stitch in the middle of the stairs, can barely run up, and he walked up. And I'll tell you the significance of that. And I did pose that question to people, and I showed and I drew the stairs to where we are today. If you get a side stitch in the side of your body, are you going to stop or are you going to keep going? Well, he chose to go, and we all know what happened. He didn't win the first fight, but he came back and won, okay? That's my premise of everything now. But going back to Teflon, when that happened, I built momentum. I had Mike Gillette on the show, and we did a show on momentum about a week ago. And I told Mike all this, and Mike was like, that's incredible. He goes, I know that feeling. I've got momentum in me now like I've never had, and no matter what happens, I don't give a shit. I really don't, because I know that I'm going to succeed. When he talked about Teflon, this is Sam, I feel like Teflon now. No matter what happens to me, it is not going to crush me. So when you're talking about 2% of the population, I'm talking about my 2% here and what's happened to me. So, Adam, that's a big story in itself to swallow, but this is coming from a guy like many of us that's been just hit over the head, tried to be beaten down, but will not allow that last punch to land. And this is so important. So what do you say to that, brother?
I'm going to encapsulate it with a single word, and the word is vision. Mm-hmm. Vision. The 2%er has a vision of whatever the topical area is, okay? Yep. The top 2%er in any industry has a vision of what that situation needs to be. So, Eric, what you're describing is this, is that you know that there's going to come a day that you're going to open your eyes and directly in front of you in reality, there's going to be a very specific look.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, you're just doing all of the course corrections every day that it takes to make sure that you hit that one specific shot. You know, it's like, you know, you remember that movie Wanted, that crazy movie where they the bullets and shit. That's the game, man, is once a person actually has a vision of something, they now life can become very, I say can, because maybe you self-sabotage yourself, but realistically, life can become very simple in that your only objective now is to correct in whatever way required to hit that mark.
Well, look, Adam, let me tell you something. I've been seeing this end-by product for a long time, and I want to tell you and everybody, and I think you'll really appreciate this, was when you talk about vision. I'm going to leave New York State once things are exactly the way I want, and they won't always be perfect, but I'll be in a better position, building currency like crazy, et cetera, et cetera. I've seen in my mind's eye, and I've talked to my brother-in-law many times, I said, you know, I see myself, my girlfriend, and my big American bulldog together in a log cabin with a beautiful wraparound porch, and we're out there, and my brother-in-law and sister and all the kids are there too. And Dan and I are out chopping wood or beating anvils, and we got our bottle of Elijah Craig bourbon right by us. The dog's with us, and we're having a hell of a time. It's a full moon, and we're out living life. And that's how I see where I will end up running my business out of there, living the life I want with my big windows where all the sun comes in, and, you know, my leather furniture and the hard wood all over and a loft and all those things, man. And that's the vision I have for my end result with many things. And when you can make that stuff feel that real to you, where we're out swinging, whether it's axes or sledgehammers or beating anvils, and the full moon's out and it's just beautiful, it's crisp out, man, and everybody's having a good time and everybody likes each other and loves each other and gets along, man, that's what my vision is. You know, whether we're in Montana or Wyoming or Colorado or I come down to Texas or whatever, man, I'm in some open spaces with lots of air, lots of freedom, and it's like, you know something? That, to me, is what living is all about, man. It's taking something you love and being able to live off something you love and produce the best life you can for yourself and those around you. Because if you make other people stronger, whether it's family, friends, or even my friends from this show, when we're helping everybody, they're all helping you too. So everything you do is a dual-fold thing. And if you can take that 2% and spread that out to another, I don't know, another 100,000 people, and suddenly we make that 2% now 5%, we've done some magnificent things. And the ability to do that is out there. There's people, in my opinion, that are starving out there for this, man. They need people to lead them. They need people just to guide them a little bit. And maybe once their belief system is strong enough and they filtered out all this bullshit that's around them 24/7 and now have begun to take chances in their life, what else can you say? I mean, everybody wins. So, I mean, that's how I see a lot. You know, that's how I have my vision right now.
I'm going to tell you something that so for everyone listening, see, there's such a lesson right here. So Eric, here's the thing, man, is that you have such a clear vision of what you want your life to be like that you are creating the situations that actually allow you to enjoy your life.
Yep.
Most people that I know that are depressed and sad and mopey, for as much as they want to tell me about a medical problem and a chemical problem and all this, what I notice is many of them have no purpose in their life. They have no vision in their life. How could you possibly be happy when you can't even make up your mind what's good for you?
Yep.
And that's a key thing. So, Eric, you've created a scenario where you actually can enjoy your life.
Yeah.
You've defined what type of things you want to see come out of it. For many of the people listening to the show, I want you to consider something. one of two things has happened to you already at this point. No matter where you are, no matter what your age is, you have either made decisions and right now your life looks like that, or you have not made decisions and your life looks like someone who hasn't made decisions.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, isn't it that easy?
Yeah, it is. You know what it is, Adam? This is my personal belief. The things we care about, texting, what kind of, how big of a coffee we're going to have every day. Can I get GPS in my car? Can I listen to stuff in my car that, you know, whether it makes me feel better or not, can I get that? You know, are people going to like me? Are my shoes too big? Does this dress make me look fat? All this shit, man. You know, and I understand that people want to look sharp and they want to impress others and all that. I don't know. I don't care one way or the other. When I have to look sharp, you can bet your ass I'm dressed to the nines, okay? But if you want to succeed in the world, you're going to have to turn your back on perception like that. You're going to have to turn your back on comments and not be sensitive to it. Because, you know, I hate to say it, a lot of people enjoy hurting people because, like you said, they can't get out of their own goddamn way. They don't want to. And if they make enough money and they just do the bare minimum that they got to do and they can get through the day, they really don't care otherwise. And I think that is such a waste of life. If I approached my business like this for the last – if I did this for the first 6 months, I would have been out of business, let alone almost 3 years now. There's a certain – all I can tell people is this. You got to have the balls to try things. Now, if you don't, you won't succeed. I'll lay that out. You're not going to have to go out and pay 10 grand for a product to tell you that. I'll tell you that for free. Secondly, entrepreneurship to me is the greatest thing you could ever do and conquer in respect to do something magnificent. You know, I say don't be ordinary, be extraordinary. That's what how you should live your life. Think of those words constantly. And the thing is, entrepreneurship will change you as a human being if you understand and are willing to do whatever it takes, good or bad days, all right? When you do that, there's going to be a turning point in you both mentally and physically where you will understand this if you try this, where you won't be able to go back to the life you had before. And by that, I mean it might be relationships. It's definitely going to be where you worked. And it could be anything else that you've dabbled in because things change and you're going to have to experience them to know what I'm talking about. You will definitely change and you're going to lose family. You're going to lose friends. I've lost both because they don't agree with it. They will do everything to persuade you to get out of it instead of persuading you to do it and say, I'm behind you. Because I got news for you. If any of my friends or my family came to me and said, I'm going to do X, Y, Z, what do you think? Whether I agreed with it or not, I would support them no matter what. When you're looking for people in the beginning, especially it's a lonely road in the beginning, believe me. It's the same way with training. I'm out there by myself. There's some nights, you know, it might be good to have somebody just kick me square in the balls and say, get with it. And I mean that totally because there are times that you do break down. All of us do, all right? But the idea is you don't stay down. And when you stay down, you surrender. And when you surrender, you're finished. You're done with. You expired. If you want to go through your life like that, be my guest, because I know there's a lot of people that do that. Adam was saying before, the depression. Let's talk about all the reasons why we can't instead of we do. Well, you come to me, and I can't speak for Adam, but I know him well enough to know his attitude. You come and say something like that to me, you're going to get it. Like you might get popped in the fucking head by me. Or you're going to get a tongue lashing that's going to be like, oh, my God, I never should have said that. Well, after we get done with that, and if you haven't run or you're sitting there in tears, let's get down to brass nuts here and let's be a 2%er, okay? I'll go back to you, brother.
Man, you actually hit something so profound in that statement that I've just been rolling that around of how accurate that is. So you know, today a lot of people are lost, and one of the things they want to do is they want to demonstrate that they're great. They want to prove that they're a man, and I think about how right you are when you talk about entrepreneurship. So, you know, I've done a lot of different things now that have allowed me to kind of test myself. And I will tell you that the test of entrepreneurship is far greater than, well, okay, I'll compare this. So I find the challenge of leadership and network marketing to greatly exceed the challenge of military leadership by 100-fold. And I'll tell you why. When I was a technical sergeant, if you didn't listen to what I said, I could put you in jail. That's a pretty heavy consequence to be able to lever against you to make you do something. But now to have people act requires a completely different skill set. So yep. I'll tell you this, is the entrepreneurship is what's going to develop you. For all of you out there, I need you to understand whatever your job is, you could run your own game and get paid. Right. Now, you may not believe that. That's where, you know, your problems begin. But the reality is that, you know, for any skill set, if it adds value to the world, there's a way to make it work for business. So here's my question for you. Are you adding value to the world? Are you adding value to people's lives? If you are, then I'll tell you this, the next level of your life would likely be found not in hoping your boss gives you a promotion, but for you to walk the road of building your own paycheck.
Yep.
And I'll tell you this, is that very few people in today's world will actually do it. When I think about when they show success and failure numbers, the problem we have with the statistics is that people believe that it's the world that is set against you. Like, here's a statistic a lot of people have seen as they talk about in the service industry, something like 80% of restaurants fail over 5 years.
Right.
And people say, oh, well, that's just how the economy is. But I'm going to tell you, as someone who has worked in the service industry, for a company that has magnificent growth, incredible domination of their market, the reality is most restaurants fail because of their employees. I can remember seeing a particular group of restaurateurs in a prominent city in America, and basically every project they would get going would turn to shit within 18 months. And it's because most of them they would indulge in alcohol and drugs far more often than they would productive board meetings and staff meetings. So let me tie that into what we're talking about here. The reality is this: vision is what allows you to actually be happy with your life. Adding value to other people's life is what allows you to have a business that helps, that makes you money. So if you want to do something great, you need to help other people. My question is this, is what do you see your life being? You're either a servant to someone else's goal or you're pursuing your own. Now, I'm not saying there's something wrong with being a servant to someone else's goal if the goal is something you truly believe in. But my question is, how many of you are just slackers and you're just hiding out, doing some job you hate, doing a shitty job of that job as well? You know, it's always a disappointment to me to go to a restaurant and get shitty service.
Oh, yeah.
Because I really don't care how little or how much you're paid. The thing is, you know, it looks like you volunteered to be a waiter here, and there's other people who probably would want your job, so do a good job. Like, yeah. I don't care what your job is, just do a good job. And that's something I've always had in mind. And any person who's ever worked with me, who will ever hear this podcast, can say, I know Adam Glass, and he always does a good job.
Absolutely. And you know something? My college professor, through all my business courses, marketing, all that, Frank Klein, he was a great guy. He used to stress this all the time. Also, besides your employees, he said businesses fail because managers fail. And there's a lot of truth to that with everything. You are a manager of your life. You are a manager of your home. You're a manager of your work. You're a manager of your children. You're a manager of someone to take care of their health and be strong about things. And this is how I look at it with both companies here, even though we're all under one umbrella. You know, to me, everything that's built on the outside of this is solid steel, impenetrable by anything, in my opinion. There might be stuff that can go into it or try to melt it, you know, when it gets to a certain heat range. But we're built like that. We're built to not only be better, but to also serve and help people, okay? that's what a 2% person that, in my mind, besides the other stuff we've hit upon today, is this. I don't want anything weak around me. All right, I don't need that. That's not going to influence me to be better. It's not going to influence me to stretch and think of new things. You know, if you're going to surround yourself with that kind of stuff because you're like, well, you know, everybody deserves a chance. Look, I am not saying that nobody deserves a chance, but you know something? There's going to be points in your life where you're going to have to pull the plug on things because you can't, you know, everybody's heard the old saying, you can lead a horse to water, but, you know, if you can finish that in your head, you know what I'm talking about.
Now we're getting to the meat and potatoes of this.
Right, right.
So this is one of the most important parts of where this conversation has to go to. It's the purge. You have to purge your life of mediocre shit. You have to purge your life of the poison. You have to purge your life of the negativity. And yep. And we're not telling you to throw people out of your life, but at the end of the day, things must be tested. And things that can't pass the standard have to be replaced with things that do pass the standard.
Absolutely. And that's the big thing because, look, I said this during the show here. I got a lot of heat from a few family members, and I got a lot of shit from friends about all this, and you're never going to make it, and you're not making any money, and why are you wasting your time with this? You know, you got a good skill base. You've just flushed that down the toilet. And my comment is this. I said this to a few people in my family especially. I said, you're not my father, and don't give me any more fucking shit, all right? You know, there's only two people in my life, I've always felt that have a right, to a degree, to say what they want to me. And that's my mother and father. That's it. After that, you got nothing to say to me. If I respect you and you're saying, hey, Eric, you know, I think you need to do this or this is just a tip, no problem. But when you start berating me about everything and you're trying to tell me basically you're a fuck up because you're going to do this and you could go back to a job where right now, today, I'd be making 100K, no problem, all right? Okay, if money is your option for everything and it makes you happy and you can work a job, go for it. But you're going to find eventually that maybe that's just not the case anymore. And I had a resistance in me, and this is what I want to explain to everybody. We got into this on a show with Dr. Wong about 2 months ago, and it was incredible, and it was all about innate intelligence and how most people don't know how to sit still. Most people don't know how to turn the noise off around them, and if they do, they get scared to death. And you learn to filter all that out of it as you quiet your mind and body. And I've done that to a degree now, and I can do that when I'm out there training. I can shut the world off long enough, whether I've got Pantera playing in the background at decibel range, okay, I can do that, get in that rack or whatever I'm doing, and usually 9 times out of 10, I'll have success. You have days where obviously you don't. That's part of everything. But to get back to the point, it's this. I did these things for a reason, and I had this inner strife in me where, you know, the job was great in respect where it could pay to go to Iceland where I'd have to come up with a $3,000 nut, all right? Or if I needed a piece of equipment or I needed something built, I could say, yes, do it because I have the funds to do it, all right? But I was not right where I belonged. I was not happy and productive to me. I could do the work and do a great job, be there every day. Obviously, they could depend on me. There was never a problem with that. But I couldn't do it anymore as a man. I knew that I loved this stuff for years, and I just didn't have the guts to fucking do it. I'll admit it. I didn't follow through. I did all the things on the physical and mental end with lifting, but I wanted to do it for my life's mission. And finally, something jarred me with a job loss that said, you know what, Eric? No more, man. This is what you're going to do, and you're going to see it through. If it kills you, if it murders you or puts you right through the cement, all right, if you can come up with that type of bite in your teeth or, you know, that testosterone flow through your veins all the time or that, you know, whatever you fucking do to me, you're not going to break me. Well, I got news for you. You'll be sitting here like myself, You're ready to turn the corner. You don't care at this point. You're Teflon. And whatever these people said, whether they said it constructively to you or to hurt you or make you feel that you can't do it, you know what I say? Just like Adam said, cut them the fuck out of your life. Because if you don't, you're going to have a tragedy happen to you. And you know what it's going to be? You're going to be the tragedy. They're going to be sitting there saying, I told you so. Or some of them, it could be people you even know nonchalantly, they're going to laugh at you and say, ah, that stupid fuck, he couldn't do it. And look where he is now. He's diminished to nothing. Don't buy into it. Get rid of it and learn. And I mean learn to survive on your own. Learn to be alone. Learn to think alone. This way, when you do this, we have spoken about this before. You want to talk about having a relationship with a girlfriend or your wife? You'll be impenetrable with each other. And I mean, you will be so strong and powerful, nobody will ever be able to take the two of you out. You'll never have anything come between you. You will have arguments. You'll have this and that. But you know what? You'll be so strong, it won't matter. You're lifting. No matter whether you compete or not, you'll be a champion no matter what. Your business, you will be first and foremost ahead of the pack. Because you know what? Once the pack reaches a certain point and they get fat and happy, they go the other way. You keep going, man. You keep going. You be the standard, the example for everybody out there. That's what I'm going to do. That's what I'm doing now. I don't care what anybody thinks. I don't care what they do. I don't care if they're better lifting than me. I don't give a fuck. I'm going to be 100 years old and still squatting 250. Tell me that, fucker. Tell me you're going to do that. I don't ever hear anybody saying shit like that. And I don't say it to get you to say, whoa, he's great. That's not it at all. That's my genetic makeup. That's how I work. That's how my father and mother were, especially my dad. You know, they're all Italians, 12 in a house, living in a tenement. Dad died. You know, the father dies. The men have to take over, okay? This has been coming down, dripping through me since the beginning of the Fiorello lineage from Italy, all right? This is it. This is me. So when these things happen to you, it's not the end of the world. I know it hurts. It hurt me deeply when people don't believe in you. But once you believe in yourself, you don't fucking care anymore. So, Adam, it's yours, brother.
Man, I'll tell you, one of the key things for a lot of folks is to – I think it's for them to really look at, okay, where are they trying to go?
Yep.
Where do you want to go? Now start asking yourself, what's actually in the way? And I want you to make an inventory. And what you're probably going to realize pretty quick is there's probably only you in your way.
Oh, yeah.
This is a key thing. You know, I remember the first time that I really had a mentor sit down with me and do this exact exercise. And the game is if you start defining – what is it that you want and not accept an I don't know. And also, here's the thing. So there's a type of prideful laziness.
Yep.
And let me tell you what it is. The prideful laziness is this bullshit of, well, I'm humble. No, yeah. You're not. No, you're not. If your kids right now are stuck in a shitty situation that you wish that you had the money to get them out of, but you're telling everyone else how I'm humble, you're a liar. You're just a liar. You're being pridefully lazy. The reality is every person wants to see better in their life. Every person wants more, but they're probably not yet ready to get real with why they're not there. And that's why the reality is there's – I think it's always going to be around 2%, and I don't know what it is about that number. But there's something with the herd mentality. It's just like you said, when the herd gets fat and happy – they quit running.
Oh, yeah.
When the herd might all run away from a predator, but only long enough to make sure that the predator got filled so that it won't get all of them. Like, mm-hmm. You got to understand your success is likely completely in your hands. You might be blaming your shitty life on your boss or this person or that person, but probably, like, 100% of the time, your problems are your problems right now.
Yeah.
And I want people to get excited about that. When I realized that all of my problems were because of me, it was one of the most exciting days of my life. Mm-hmm. Because, shit, if they're all my problems, then that means I can actually change shit. I'm right. Not stuck having a bitch that someone else has their hand on the top of my head keeping me underwater. You know what I mean? Like this how many of you right now, that's the reality, is you live your life complaining that you're being bullied, that someone's holding you down. No one's holding you down. So stand up.
Yep. You know, you got to stand up and be proud and not let people, you know, it's epidemic now here in America, because look at what we've got from the top down. It's weak. Everything's weak. You have no leadership. I see it happening in Albany. You know, it's unbelievable that these people can get elected, but, you know, people don't like to vote. They don't think their vote's worth anything. And then you look and these cities are bankrupt. The crime is getting higher and higher. People are moving out. They're going to, you know, whether they're going down south or they're going out, you know, like Colorado's different, you know, these little mining towns that used to be there, because you know why? They don't want to deal with the bullshit anymore. But you know something? If you don't want to deal with bullshit, become financially stable, we can say, or become independent. You know, take the shot, the risk on yourself, and you're going to get to where you want to go. You're not going to have to settle to say, well, I'm very scared of my neighborhood, or I don't have a good dependable car, or Jesus, I'd love to buy a new wardrobe because my wardrobe is 25 years old now and I look like shit, all right? Nothing fits me. My body doesn't look right. When I look in the mirror, I cry. I cut my hair too short. What the fuck, man? If that's what you're going to base your life on, you know, you got no reason to complain. You know, it's like you got to get real fired up like we are here. It's like you have to do that. If you can fire yourself up and go after something that you really, really love, and all of us have that in them. I remember Les Brown saying, and I totally agree with him, all of us have greatness in us. What is holding you back from your greatness? What's holding you back from that 2%? Why don't you want to join our circus here? Is that's what it is to me. You know, I don't mean circus in a bad way. It's like, how about everybody jump on the merry-go-round and let's go for a ride for the next 25 years together? Why not? Let's go help each other, right? Let's go do something, man. Stop bitching and complaining that the world's treating you like shit and the government's not this and that. You know what? You have still the best country here to do whatever you want. And I know there's a lot of things that could be changed, and they'll say taxation and all. Look, go to a state where they're not taxing you.
Hey, if you don't like the U.S., go to fucking Mexico.
Absolutely.
Go today. Hey, call me. I'll donate a quarter to your Moving to Mexico fund. Seriously, if you don't like it, leave.
Yeah, go. Who cares? Because the ones that are bitching are usually getting everything anyways they want. Hey, you know something? In the end, it's like everything, like the law of the jungle. And I know it's a word that's used over and over again, but there's total truth to it. The strongest will always survive. And the ones that are strong and have a deep-seated belief in themselves and who they surround themselves with will always be the ones that are looked upon, whether it's with envy or disdain, because we do know that people love to see people get the hammer dropped over their head. It makes them feel powerful. Well, you know what? If that's how you conduct your life, that's how you live your life. Don't bitch when, you know, your kids are, you know, in some type of shootout, or you're being robbed, or you're being busted for drugs, or, you know, you're just so dependent on everybody else. When, you know what? You probably should have been kicked in the teeth 20 years ago and said, you know, you're not great. Get off your ass and do something, because we're not going to take care of you here all the time. And that's like the other 98%. You know, it's like, you know, whether you got a job, whether you're not, whatever, if you don't want to improve upon yourself, don't go after the people that are busting their ass 24/7 to make the type of life they want and do the things they want, because that insults me more than anything. And that is something that I don't condone, and I will not, I repeat, I will not give to you in that way. I will not concede to that, because you've maybe had a bad 25 years of your life and you feel, well, I can quit and everybody will take care of me. I don't know how you could live with yourself, because anybody that has any independence in them or who loves themselves, which is very important, you have to love yourself.
Well, I'll tell you this, and 70,000 listeners of this show know this is a fact. You guys all know this is true. Hey, no one feels bad for you.
Exactly.
No one pities you. No one. And that's the thing, man, is if you can hear my voice, you know this is true. No one feels sorry for you, so there is no value in you feeling sorry for yourself.
No. And it's like, don't you want to do well? Don't you want to be part of something bigger than yourself? Don't you want to, you know what? I want to leave a legacy here that, you know, when I'm gone and whoever is running this company, they say, Jesus, man, you know, that guy started with nothing. Look what happened. Look what he did. Look what he achieved. Look at all the people he helped. Look at all the solutions they brought to the market. Look at just how everybody now that's listened to him and his guests, they have a different outlook on life. And they're telling other people, and other people are listening, and they're helping people, train other people. Do you realize the snowball effect we have here? I do. This is a very special time for my company and everybody involved in it, because I don't know if everybody realizes this yet. We are doing things that most people aren't doing out there with these shows. You know, they can have every expert on or psychologist and all that shit. You and I and everybody else are coming from an area of doing things on our own. Yeah, we've had people help us. I'll admit it. Yeah, absolutely. But we are practical. We are achieving. We are people that have trained alone, that have done unique things. We are passing on the daily stuff that needs to come out. I can write a book. I can write you theory. I can do all that. But when you're hearing me and I'm telling Adam, well, Adam, I did this with a stone and I hung it from here and I did this and that, and Adam took a bar and bent it like a pretzel that no human being should be able to do, that is achievement. That's the stuff that we relate to you. So it's going to be like, well, you know, I want to go out and try it, rather than, okay, you read something, maybe I will go out and try it. Or, you know what, I'll put the book down and I'll look at it maybe 2 or 3 days from now. You're getting the ability to go out and do things that maybe you didn't even think about, or you didn't feel you had the muster to do it. But yet, you know, now you're feeding on this. You know, it's like, it's like a big ball of power that's around you all the time. It's like every time you touch it, you get another shock. And with that shock, you go out and do something. You try it. As I always say on this, one step, man. One step gets you started. You can't put one foot in front of the other. Be that 2%. Adam, if you got anything to summarize, I'm pretty good. If you want to go more, that's fine. But I think I've said everything I need to say.
I'll tell you the last thing I'd like to share with you guys is 2 weeks ago I got to spend the weekend in Austin, Texas with Dennis Rogers and David Whitley teaching the Old Time Strongman University 2015 class. And one of the things that struck me was there was a guy in the class. His name is Scott St. Vincent. He lives, I'm not sure on the exact city. I'm sorry, Scott. He lives at like the top of the Northern Peninsula of Michigan, okay, up in Iron Mountain in the woods, man. He's a paramedic and firefighter, 20 years. Man's been saving people's lives for 20 years. 4 years ago, this guy called me and said he was having some problems finding spikes to bend over his leg, and he wanted a recommendation. And I don't even remember the call, because I get calls like that every day.
Yep.
And we talked about wraps and where to find them and the spikes. And in front of me at that workshop, that guy bent a bar that the guy who brought the bar had never seen anyone bend. The guy, Scott St. Vincent, look him up. He can bend pennies with his fingers.
Wow.
And I remember asking him, you know, man, Scott, you know, how'd you get here? And he said, I do it every day.
Yep.
And that was the thing is to talk to really see the fruit of that we had one conversation and I told him one truth. I said, if you do this, this will get you to where you want to go. And to see that the guy just got out over his own pace, matching his own vision, and he just persisted with that was absolutely incredible.
Yep.
And I think about, you know, we're in the information age, man, and everybody has the information on how to be a 2%er, but you'll notice there's still a 2% and 98% difference. And
absolutely.
That's because the difference between someone like Scott St. Vincent and maybe, you know, your Uncle Joe, and the difference between a guy like Dennis Rogers, who's world famous for his achievement. He's a pastor who's helped millions. He's raised millions of dollars for charity. A lot of you might not know that. He's not just some guy who made money for himself. He's helped millions of people. you look at their life and maybe you're thinking, oh, that's just luck. But I need you to understand, luck is laboring under correct knowledge. It's the application of doing what you know to be right according to your vision. So, Eric, that's what I want to leave y'all with.
Okay. What was I going to say? There's something that came to mind, but I don't. Ah, God, it was something good, too. Well, I'll think about it. Adam, give out any website, any material you want to get to our audience, and I'll do mine. And then if you'd hang on the line for a minute, I'd appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely. You know, guys, what I do nowadays is I work networking to help people get solutions. So at the end of the day, I'll say this, man, is if you guys want to chat, hit me up. AdamTGlass00@gmail.com is my email. Send me an email, and we'll jump on the phone and chat, and we'll see if I can help you in any way and make your life better and add value to it. You know, I'm going to be coming in with some articles. I'm resuming writing. You'll see my first series of articles right on Ferrella Barbell, so make sure you're looking there, guys. And thanks so much, Eric, for having me today.
Anytime, Adam. You inspire me, believe me. This is Motivation Muscle. This is a podcast show that connects your brain to your brawn. We're sponsored by Dr. Wong's Essentials, www.docsprefer.com, Sorenex.com. Call them at 803-978-2253, extension 111. Hearts Collision, this is for Albany, New York residents. It's 518-477-7937. And don't forget Donnie, man. He's a great guy. www.adexclub.com. That's ADEXCLUB.com. I'll tell you, I said this before, I am blessed with the people I've got here. It's absolutely incredible, and I know they feel the same, and we got a hell of a thing going here. But FiorelloBarbellCo.com, MotivationMuscle.com, we're on iTunes and Stitcher. Give us a 5-star review if you would. That's all we get, and I appreciate that because, as you know, that gets out to more and more people, especially we're in the international European market now, which is super, and we're just going to keep expanding on that. We're on Facebook, Fiorello Barbell, Motivation and Muscle, on Twitter, Fiorello Eric. If there's a show that you'd like Adam and I to specifically do, you can get a hold of me at FiorelloBarbell@NICAP.RR.com. And I'll leave you with these things here. First off, I'll tell you about a couple things. Don't forget, obviously, about downloading the top 10 ways to build mind and muscle, strength times power equals success in the winner's circle. That's all on FiorelloBarbellCo.com. And so is sponsorship. We've gone over that. Go out to Fiorello Barbell Co. or Motivation Muscle. Click on that. It'll walk you through everything. And remember, you're helping the kids with muscular dystrophy, and that is very important. And we're going to build your brand and our brand bigger and bigger. Don't you want to jump on board with a winner? And we're not going down, my friends. We're going up, believe me. And we're going to keep going up till we get over 1 million, and then I'm sure I'm going to want 2 million of you folks coming in. But remember this. I've said this 1 million times. You're always welcome at my table. I don't care if you lift a 450-pound rock or a 150-pound rock. Everybody's got something that's important to say, all right? And don't think that's not true, because you'd be mighty surprised what you can learn from people. So check that out, you know, all that stuff on Fiorello Barbell Co. Come on aboard. We want you, and I'm sure you're going to love working with us. I'll work with anybody. Last but not least, if someone seeks you out in the gym or the concrete jungle, don't be afraid to give them your time. As we said, words can hurt or words can make you great. Go with greatness. That's what we want to do. Secondly, as my mom said when we were kids, never be afraid to say hello to somebody or give them a smile. That might be all they get. And if you walk around today and observe like I like to, some morning if you're out somewhere and someone's looking down as usual, just say good morning to them. And they'll be like, huh, what? And then they'll say good morning because they're startled. People with, you know, technology is great, but boy, it allows people to really withdraw from society. And when we talk about 2%, that's what you're doing. You're playing a dangerous game. Third, like tonight, I'm going out. Go out and bend some iron, man. You know, bust it up and go out and grab some stones and turn them into dust. And remember this, like our new stone, the Hoosa Steel Crusher, which is all done up in black rubber to save it. And if you look on both sides, it's in blood red and it says domination. We are domination. We will be over a million strong here. And remember this, nobody, and I mean nobody, is ever going to clip our balls off. Remember that. As Russell Fur says, we are testosterone dripping through his speakers. I'll leave you all with that. Adam Glass, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for being on the show. Another great one, my friend.
Absolute pleasure, man. Thank you so much. Thank you for all the listeners for dropping in week after week.
Yes, and as you know, Adam's on every month, and we'll have him set up for November, and we'll talk some, obviously, some great shop with him. And don't forget, everybody, be a steward of strength. Go out and do something great, and we'll talk to you soon. Thanks, everybody, for listening.
Thanks so much for listening to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connected your brain to your brawn. We'll see you next time.